Santa Rosa Junior College will be 100 years old in 2018, but right now they're focused on preparing a 5-year strategic plan to get there. College President Frank Chong says that providing job readiness programs will remain a central focus.
Clearly, transfer is one of the missions of the community college, and we'll continue to do strong transfer education. And we also do a lot of occupational, career, technical education. We have our culinary, our automotive, our welding, construction management, and of course, all our healthcare programs. Those are programs which will prepare students for jobs today.
Beyond specific programs, he adds, the school is mindful of its need to prepare students for a life in a world of accelerating change.
In previous generations, you'd work the same company, the same profession throughout your career. These days, the average person will probably have close to a dozen different employers and jobs and maybe even occupations in their lifetime. So increasingly, we're teaching students critical thinking, transferable skills that they can take with them wherever they go so that they have the basics, the fundamentals to be versatile and flexible.
At the same time, the JC must keep pace with the shifting demographics in Sonoma County, especially the burgeoning Latino population.
Success rates of Latino students in higher education is usually about half that of white students. And usually it's tracked back to socioeconomic. Students who are more privileged will, of course, outperform those who are less privileged.
To narrow that gap, especially for English learners, Chong suggests the junior college may need to find ways to replace local adult education programs that have dwindled away in recent years.
Adult education has been a gateway, really, for students before they enter the JC to learn the basics, whether it's grammar, pronunciation, or writing. And those programs have been severely cut back, if not eliminated.
Yet another constituency the junior college serves are the older lifelong learners, who've been squeezed by the state-driven emphasis on program completion rates. Chong says the school needs to fully re-examine how it can effectively meet their needs.
We have to find ways to deliver educational opportunities for the lifelong learner. However, the pricing model and the way we've structured in the past has been rather restrictive and limited. So we're looking at areas in wellness and fitness and languages, areas in our culinary, where we can offer classes on a fee base, but allow the college to offer those classes to lifelong learners, but not necessarily integrate it with our degree seekers.
SRJC will continue to face decreased funding from the state, Chong knows, but they will get a boost from the resumption of the Doyle Scholarship Program this fall. And they are proactively seeking grants to expand the college's outreach, such as a recent federal program that supports recruitment of agriculture students.
I would say the future is really, really bright for Sonoma County and for the college if we continue to invest in the infrastructure, in the technology, in our faculty. The challenge is really to try to keep up the pace. It's an exciting time, but it's also very daunting.
To map their path into this future, the junior college is holding a series of community conversations to gather input for their planning process. The last two of these 4 sessions will happen this week and next. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.